After 2 years of having to cancel Canada Day celebrations, this year the Hallmark event hosted by the Lac La Biche Mission Historical Society will be in full swing with musical entertainment and family activities. We hopefully expect a lot of people, because we haven't had a celebration in 2 years, said Mary LaHue, the historic site's administrator and event organizer. For more than 3 decades, the mission has been hosting the national holiday celebration at the site located about 15 kilometers from the Lac La Biche hamlet. We have had these celebrations for more than 25 years. Knock on wood, it will be a nice day. Everything starts at 8:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. Activities kicking off this year's Mission Canada Day festivities will be a free pancake breakfast from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Events and activities will continue until 4 p.m. An interdenominational church service will be held at the mission's grounds following the breakfast, leading to the day filled with children's craft activities, various games, a glitter tattoo station and an artisan market, she said. This year the mission site will also be hosting a watermelon eating contest for all to participate in. While it may be messy, she says it will hopefully draw good competition. We'll have old-fashioned games like three-legged sack races, the egg and spoon race, and more. It will be a lot of fun. Come out to shop and celebrate Canada Day with us, said LaHue. Ceremony and entertainment at noon, an opening ceremony with speakers and the singing of O Canada in both French and English will also be held. More singing and music will come from live entertainment on the outdoor stage. We're having two bands, one in the morning during breakfast and another in the afternoon, she said, which will see performances from Dusty Road, Country Crossroads Band and Brian Deher hit the main stage. Visitors enjoying the music can also learn how to do more than just tap their toes to the tunes, as Paulina Kustetsov will be offering lessons on how to jig, said LaHue. It will be a good way to get people on their feet and learn the traditional jig, she said. Traditional and contemporary dancers additionally, throughout the afternoon members of Lac La Biche's Northern Beat Dance Academy will be performing on the stage, joining Indigenous traditional dancers, Francophone and Métis performers, and presentations. More entertainment is scheduled from powwow dancer Randy Lynn and the Plamondon Valley Square dancers, she added. Volunteers and support while the mission is preparing for last-minute preparations on Friday. The society is looking for more support from volunteers and artisans to join the day-long celebrations on Friday, said LaHue. We're very excited to put it together. We do need more volunteers though, and vendors to sell their crafts. Those are the two main things we're looking for right now. Fortunately, the society is thankful for all the support from volunteers and sponsors so far who have made the event possible, she said. Last month Lac La Biche County Council approved a $10,000 grant for the mission to host the event. While most activities will be free, a steak dinner at 5 p.m. will be $15. The amount of community support that makes it possible to host a community event that is almost entirely at no charge to families is overwhelming, said LaHue. Everything besides the steak supper will be free thanks to our sponsors. That's why we love hosting Canada Day because of all their support.